We are Brightside.
Welcome to the Brightside Home Theater Podcast, the home theater podcast that's all about the experiences, the sights,
the sounds,
the scenes.
Yeah, we got sights and sounds and scenes going on here. I've been trying to plan to record this takeover Tuesday, and when it rains, it snows, and whatever. When it rains, it pours. I can't even get my sayings right. We got no heat in the house, and I'm waiting on a call back from my HVAC guy. I don't have an HVAC guy for this house. So I'm waiting on a call back for that. And yeah, it's interesting. Not going well. So I'm waiting on that. So there may be some pauses and breaks in the show. I will edit those out, but I'm going to keep it real and tell you, got to step away and then I'll edit it out and you'll be like, oh, wow, look at that. It's all so much shorter. So we're going to get that going. Going to be fairly short show. I'm just doing listener comments. I got three emails here that I would like to talk about. But we'll kick off with, Takeover Tuesdays going forward. I'm having a hard time scheduling them and finding a way, but if I can get some motivation from you guys, let me know who you want to hear from. We'll start with that. Joe Kloznik, I've seen your emails. I know you want to do some Takeover Tuesdays, buddy. With any new guests, let's do those. We'll start doing those in the new year. And we'll, later on next year, we'll start working on getting new guests that have never been on the show. But anybody that has been on the show before, let me know if you want to be on the show again, or any listeners, if you want to be on the show, if you've never been on the show, if it's you personally that want to be on the show, just email me at DJ@brightsidehometheater.com and subject line Takeover Tuesday or TOT. And let me know what you're looking, that you'd like to come on, whether you've been on the show before as a listener or you want to be on for the first time. Always, those are always available. So first and foremost, that's the show, really. The listeners take over the show. But we've also had a ton of people, experts or whatever, Chris Deering's, Ara, the HT guys, like Ara the HT guys, the AV Rant guys, Brent, all of the people, everybody, we have experts on Todd, Ralph, all these people that have been on over the years. I shouldn't even have said any names because now I feel bad of any of the guests that I'm leaving off. But if, anybody that you've heard on the show before that you want to hear from again, even if you're a listener and you want to hear another listener, like a listener that was on that really struck a chord with you, hit me up. And send me an email, same thing, DJ@brightsidehometheater.com, subject Takeover Tuesday, and let me know who you want. And then I will use that email to get said person. Not that I can't get, anybody that's been on the show has been absolutely amazing. They're like, oh, this is, love to come back or want to come back, whatever. So, but for my sake, it'd be great just to be like, oh, okay, perfect. I have it there on an email. Bang. Let's schedule that person. I'll get it done. And we'll go from there. And if you want, if you want to be on the show, same thing. We'll work out the schedule. Right now, it's seeming like Wednesday nights could be my best night. and my time probably from 4 o'clock on. I can start around four. Let's say I can start between 4 and 8 o'clock. And I can, and then go for 2 hours. At least from there. So that would be the easiest one. But obviously any day and every day I can make things work. We've had people on from all over the world, PK in India. I don't think I've had anybody. I've had people from all over the world. I know that. Just let me know your time frame and what you're available. And if I have to make it work, a few weeks from now, a month from now, we'll get it booked in and then we'll get it done. But I think that'll get this Takeover Tuesday going back up again, up and running more. We start scheduling them And that'll be a lot of fun. So, hang on. I got a text. I will be right back. And through the magic of podcasting, we're back. All right. I had to check a few things, see what we're doing. I'm trying to, he's going to check something else, but had to check that. The oil is still not working. The furnace is still not working. So we will get going. We'll keep this going because I'm hoping to hear back from him shortly about something else. Magic of text is great, but it saves you money, but it takes a little longer to get something. So, well, actually, you get the thing solved faster because he doesn't have to come out. But now I'm like, is he at dinner? What is he doing? What's taking so long? So, all right, let's get this one out of the way really quick. This one comes from Gorinder. It's really quick. It says, hi, DJ. I think I will eventually use something to do dynamic tone mapping on my JVC X790 PJ projector. How much heat does the Lumigen generate? There is no mini split in the home theater room, so the room does have some extra ducts, but at times it can become a little warm. So was wondering if the Lumigen would add a lot of heat. Thanks, Gorinder, he says. So the Lumigen itself will add a little bit of heat, but not much. My Lumigen's in a media closet, and it's not as big of an issue. Amplifiers give more heat. Projectors give more heat. I don't believe the Lumigen, I mean, it is a computer, but it's not giving off a ton of heat compared to other things. I don't currently have anything on my Lumigen. I don't have a fan above it, and everything's fine. It's, as a matter of fact, if I remember right, on my rack, I think the Kaleidoscape stuff is right above that. And that stuff, that's a computer too. So that generates heat. But I wouldn't say it's a substantial amount of heat, especially if you're worried about the room heating up. My projector is in the room and that heats the room up more than I think any Lumigen would. But yeah, so that's the way I see that one. So. Pretty simple and straightforward. All right, let's get to this next one. Hang on. I'm going to step away. I will be right back. And we're back through the magic podcasting. There was no gap right there. There was. Through the magic podcasting, I made it disappear. Now I'm rambling on. All right, this next one, an email from Brandon. And Brandon asked, he doesn't want the whole email written, read out. But he said, he's like, I can, you know, mention it. He has some questions in here. He thanked us for everything that we do for for home theater and the podcast community. And thank you very much, Brandon. All your words were more than kind. I really appreciate it. We all do. Really do. So thank you very much for that part. But he has, I'll read you what he has for his setup. He has, fronts, he has NHT 2.9s, center is an NHT audio center 2, side surrounds and Atmos top fronts, NHT IC4s, and his rears are NHT 2.5s. He has, three monolith 13 inch subwoofers, one monolith 15 inch subwoofer, three butt kicker XL tactile transducers, a Denon X3800H AVR, Panasonic UB9000 disc player, Zedu Z9X Pro 8K media player, Carver Sunfire Cinema Grand amplifier, Xbox One X, and an Nvidia Shield. He says, out of curiosity, he knows I had NHT speakers. He was wondering if mine were similar vintage to, or ran a similar vintage to his setup. My NHTs were the ones and zeros, the original, you know, I still have in or had at the time when I was running my NHTs, I was running my original NHTs that I had in my apartment in the 90s, as I had some zeros. Originally, what I was running, I found in my notes, originally from, this is a note from 2019, August of 2019, before I even had a podcast, my home theater in my notes, I was running a Denon X6300H receiver, Panasonic 820, PS4, Xbox One X, Dish HD. I was running Dish at the time, Apple TV 4K. Then in the theater, I had a Vivitech 5085 projector, 110-inch Stewart screen, Studio Tech 100. And then my speakers were two NHC Super Ones left and right. At the time, I had a one because my Super One in the middle had died. I had one B&W CMC Center, two NHC Super Zeros left and right surround, two NHC Super Zeros for, actually, I had four NHC Super Zeros around the room. Those were probably, two of them were probably from my original, all four of them actually. Were from my original theater, and I think one of those died because I had five at one time way back in the apartment. And then I have four Yamaha in-ceiling speakers for overheads. And then I had, at that time, I still had, I did already have my SVS PB2000s. Then this one is from, this note is from January 2021. I had upgraded, I had changed my speakers out. Surrounds were all still the same, but my front stage became, C-Series. I had two C3 three-way bookshelves and the C-Series, center channel. And that's the way they ran until one of the C-Series blew, you know, a little over a year ago, whatever it was, or maybe it wasn't even a year ago when I already had the SVS waiting to go because I was going to do a testing, if everybody remembers that. And then that died. I just ended up doing a really quick change. And to get back to the email, hang on a second. So that's what I had for speakers. And I, all the NHTs, and when I upgraded from the zeros and the ones, or I should say the ones across the front to the C series, I didn't really hear a big difference. I thought it was just a really good soundstage. And as a matter of fact, if you look back here, I look back in 2019, I'd already had my Denon. And before that, I had the Onkyo, and the Onkyo I thought was great. That was the first Atmos, receiver. And it's why if you look here in 2019, I wasn't even running my amplifier. I had to get an amplifier because the Onkyo could only run, I think it was like 9 channels or something like that. So you had to run to be able to run the overheads, you had to get external amplification. So that's when I got the Emotiva, was the XPA5 that I had. And if you're new to the podcast and you don't remember the story and you don't know the story, I had somebody come out to look at how I could upgrade my sound in the room. And he said, get this 6300H and get rid of that amplifier because the receiver is going to do, that's going to do a great job. And that's what I added it to. The two NHT, the Super Ones across the front, two left and right Super Ones, the B&W center and NHTs around and the Yamahas in the ceiling. And that was the, and I was running those speakers when my wife was like, did you get a new projector? Cause it sounded so much better just upgrading from the Onkyo to the Denon. And the Denon had, you know, the Odyssey EQ in it. So Onkyo didn't have that at the time. So the Onkyo I had before that had Odyssey. They got rid of the licensing. So they went with their, you know, in-house thing, which clearly wasn't as good. The Denon made a huge, huge difference. So much so that when I demoed the Denon and brought my wife down or anybody down, my wife was like, the picture looks better. It sounds so good. The picture looks better. So that's where that story came from with those speakers. Then I upgraded to the C series. Not a big upgrade. I'm going to be honest. I mean, it sounded great. I thought the first one sounded great, but I was excited to get the C series. It sounded a little bit better, but it wasn't like when I upgraded the Denon. Now to get to the question about the, what was it like upgrading to the SVS and how, like, what was the difference? And it was, that to me was like a night and day difference. I don't know if it's, like, they're both considered a neutral speaker. They don't run bright. They don't run warm. They don't, you know, anything like that, which B&W's did, but I thought was fine. I didn't really notice a big difference on my center channel having that B&W there. But anyways, going to the SVS front of the front stage, it was like everything sounded clearer, crisper. The dialogue sounded crisper. The bass notes sounded crisper. I remember, obviously, you know, anybody that's been listening to the show for more than 2 weeks knows I'm a huge Star Wars fan. And anytime I do an upgrade, the first thing I watch is the opening to A New Hope, which I call Star Wars. So I put that on, and the orchestra in that, in the drums, the cymbals, how precise the percussions were. It was amazing. Just going from the NHTs, which are a really good speaker, and going to the SVS, I was like, holy crap. And I would consider them on the same level, price wise, everything, like, you know, same market, right? If you're in the market from one or the other. The only thing I described back then is maybe I bought my NHTs in the 90s. Maybe they are considered neutral, but maybe the SVSs, they're just really better at reproducing those higher tones. And because I'm older, my hearing might, maybe this is what the NHTs sounded like to me in the 90s when I was in my 20s. And now that I'm in my 50s, these SVSs are just, quote unquote, striking a chord with me. And it just, everything sounds more detailed, more precise. Cause I mean, it's one thing to have a higher pitch and say that sounds more, you know, it's a little tinnier, but it sounds more detailed. So you're hearing everything that's, but it's the low end. It's that the precision of the bass that I was getting. And I didn't upgrade my subs. It's what you're hearing in your precision is actually coming from your speakers. And like right now, when I went to the SVSs, I'm rolling my whole front stage off at 100 because they're in enclosures and they're rear ported. So I called SVS at the time and I said, is this going to be a problem? And is it, and they're like, no, it shouldn't be a problem. You can roll them off at 100. That might help if you think it's going to be a problem. They said I could roll it off at 80. And they said it should be fine. They said, especially with the center channel, it's rear ported, but a lot of people buy these and put them in display, you know, in, entertainment centers in the front of the room or whatever. And they said, there's no problem. You shouldn't have a problem. But I rolled them off at 100 and it's, so they're taking care, the subs are taking care of everything from 100 on down. So the precision I'm getting is, it was like night and day. And go back to listen to when I did that. I forget which podcast it was, but I was blown away. And I to this day, I still am. And it was probably the second biggest upgrade I ever did other than the Denon. But that gets to, excuse me, sorry about that. I've paused and re-edited enough. He had another question on whether he recommends upgrading his speakers or his amplifier. Like he was thinking of going from a grand amplifier to a Buckeye 8-channel. I personally am not a huge fan of upgrading amplifiers to improve your sound. I don't think we have those kind of systems. I don't think NHTs, I don't think SVSs, I don't know if those types of speakers have the capacity. I don't want to say quality. I don't know if we're getting that intricate where the amplifier is going to make that much of a difference that you're going to be like, oh, wow, thank God I did that. It wasn't. I removed an amplifier, an external amplifier, which is considered a good amplifier. I mean, it's not a Macintosh, but the Emotiva XBAs are good. It's a very good amplifier. 5-channel, it's like 200 a channel, whatever it was. I removed that from my Onkyo and put a Denon receiver with its little tiny amplifiers inside it, and it blew away the Onkyo with external amplification. So that right there is like, that to me is evidence of, don't worry about your amplification, of like your quality of amplification, meaning if one for one, like if you're going from a 200 watt amplifier to a 200 watt amplifier, but you think one is better than the other, in this level, at this level, I don't think we have, there's enough there. I don't think your NHTs have enough. I don't think your processing has enough to notice a difference in the amplification. That's how I feel about that. The speakers, I would upgrade the way I did it is I would upgrade anything you have. I would look at processing. That's where I always start. After all of my experience, all of my years of doing this, what I've learned is the speakers aren't the problem. The amplifier isn't the problem. And lower, you know, your displays aren't the problem. It's your processing. All right. If you want to get the biggest jump, you want to improve the thing that's sending the signals, the thing that's, you know, reading the information and giving it to you. So your processor, so your audio processor, which would be either your receiver or your pre-pro. I think maybe if you upgrade your SVS, your NHT speakers, if you're happy with what were you running? You're running a Denon 3800. That's got good processing. So if you want to upgrade your speakers, that's where I would go. And the 3800, you've got Odyssey, you're getting everything there. I think the next step up from that is, you're getting into a pre-pro of probably $5,000 or more, maybe to get some better processing, maybe to tap into some of the other stuff that maybe like the Denons or the Marantzes aren't giving you. When I went from my Denon 6300, I think I said it was, to my Marantz, I don't think the processing was greatly enhanced by going from, I got I forget what the Marantz 7706, I think. I forget the numbers when I'm put on the spot, but the 7706 going from the Denon, I didn't think was a huge difference, but it is nice. And it's nice having, now I have external amplification for everything. I think that was a bigger difference, having more power. That's a bigger difference to me. And I've even argued on the air, so it's not telling tales out of school, with Ara about, you know, more power does mean something, because it means you're getting cleaner power in the area that, you know, if you have 100 watts per channel, you'd be like, oh, well, that's all you really need. You don't need a ton of power. But if you go to an Emotiva with you getting 200 or 250 a channel, I notice that it's just clean. It's just nicer. It's cleaner, because maybe you're still only using the 100 watts will suffice. But now you have more headroom, which means it's cleaner. I don't know how to, I just noticed a difference in that. So adding more power was a difference, but I did notice your NHTs going to an SVS price wise might be a sideward step. Maybe it's a little bit more expensive for the SVSs, like I have, but you would notice a difference. Test them out. The same thing is like you can bring them in. You could do the whole front stage. Test it like I did, and if you don't like them, ship them back. They give you your money back, so no harm, no foul. So that's what I would do, especially if you're happy with your processing, which I think you'd be happy with your Denon, you know, 3800H with the processing on that. And yeah, as far as replacing your amplifier, no, I wouldn't worry about replacing the amplifier, because he says he's always looking for a way to push his system to the next level. For me, the amplification isn't going to give you a bang for your buck. I want Macintoshes, but it has nothing to do with performance. I just want those blue lights. And I like the Emotivas. They have blue lights, and I'll do a rack of Emotivas. I want them all to match too. That's the other thing. I like my stuff to be, you know, match and look good and all that. If I upgrade from my, you know, even my new theater, when I rack that out and I'm like, oh, all right, I'll go with Emotivas to start. They're great. They can run the whole room. I'll more power. Emotiva is great. But if I can someday down the line, I don't need it. It's not going to change the in-room experience. But having those Macintoshes in a rack, having its own rack of Macintosh, oh my God, I'd do that all day long. Because I want to walk in, I'm going to have an equipment room, and to walk into that equipment room and go, what? I mean, yeah, inside the room, there's no difference, I don't think. And it's like, it might be in my head. I'll be like, yeah, that sounds a lot better because it's running on Macintosh. But no, I don't think there's a discernible difference there. And, you know, Johnny Speakers is probably yelling at me right now. people like that, people that are into like speakers and all the amplification. Oh, no, no, I can hear it. Oh, yeah, you probably can. That means your ear is better. That's fine. I can't. And if you can, good, all the power to you. It means you got there. Maybe I'll get there someday. But yeah, so for right now, I would say, Brandon, maybe upgrade your speakers. Maybe. I mean, you got a great system. Maybe upgrade your speakers, and toy around with any speakers that will, let you try them for free. And, give you your money back if you don't like them. But yeah. So I hope I answered that question, and thank you for all your kind words, and thanks for listening, Brandon. All right. We got a few more minutes here, and I got another email. So this one's from Andrew. It says, Hey, DJ, Andrew here in East Tennessee. Just thought I'd send you an email with a congratulations on your second annual 24/25-hour nonstop podcast stream. I've seen about 4 hours of part one, and the support and interaction you have received from the home theater community from all over the world is truly amazing to me. I absolutely love how there are home theater enthusiasts from all over that come together and can talk and hang out like we've all known each other for a long time. Personally, I love the fact that you work so hard and put in the effort. You do not just in your podcast, but everything you do in your life. Sometimes it seems there aren't enough people anymore willing to put in the effort to get things done. And it seems everybody that you interact with in the home theater community puts in the hard work to do what needs to be done and still has time for watching movies and TV shows with family and friends. I know the year's not over yet, but everything you've experienced this year with the trade shows and your house building to even the situation of having to sell your home and willing to talk about it is just been a great thing and a great entertainment and knowledge. And I truly thank you for putting in all the work to bring the home theater community across the world together. I hope you and your family are all doing well, and I absolutely look forward to your newest episodes and conversations each and every week. Sorry for the long email. I just wanted to tell you how much I appreciate you and John and Steve doing what you do each week. Take care, and I look forward to your response and your next episode. So thank you, Andrew. I really appreciate that. This is an example of, like, we get messages like this. Sometimes they're short, and it's I used to reply to everybody. I haven't been able to. Even Andrew, I haven't replied to this one. I am doing it right now. But they'll be short, like, they'll say, thank you so much for what you're doing. I have long drives. I do this. I do that. And they're just like, it's just great about the community. And I really appreciate all the messages that I get. But this is what really struck me in this one, and why I wanted to read the entire thing, is the line where he talks about, sometimes it seems there aren't enough people anymore willing to put in the effort to get things done. And it seems everybody that you interact with in the home theater community puts in the hard work to do what needs to be done. But that's just it. If you're watching, if you're listening to this, you're one of those, you're like me. Maybe you do have a podcast. You know, hi, Ara. You know what I mean? Or you don't have a podcast, but you're like me. You have a theater because you wanted one and you knew what it took to get it done. Whether it was, I got to work, you know, like in a case like Steve, like, I'm just going to work really hard and I'm going to make the money to be able to pay somebody to do it. Or I don't have that, but I'm going to find out where there's a will, there's a way. I'm going to figure out a way to do it myself. I can't get a kaleidoscope, so I'm going to do a Plex system. I can't do this, so I'm going to do that. I can't have the best subwoofer, so I'm going to find any yard sale that has a subwoofer and sprinkle them all over my room. I'm going to put car speakers in my ceiling. I'm going to do whatever it takes to get it done. And you know what? It might not work, but then you learned that didn't work. So you don't do that again and you move on to the next thing. Yes. Everybody in this community works hard. It's 100% true, Andrew. 100% true. Not just me, not John, not just John and Steve and myself. It's all of us, everybody listening. It's like, that's how we got our theaters. I don't think there's a single person that listening to these shows or goes on the internet and looks this stuff up. Even if you're not listening to my show, you're listening to other things. There's in home theater, I don't think there's a single person on the internet that just was gifted a home theater and it came easy to them and they were like, oh wow, I got that in my basement. There are people like that. There are people that just, they have enough money and they're like, oh, I heard about home theater. Can you give me one? Okay. And they get one and they don't care. And then you got guys like Ben Goff designing $1 million home theaters telling people, no, I'm not going to build you one because that's how he doesn't like that you're like that, that you don't have the passion. The passion leads to the work. If you want it, you'll get it. Anything with my dad, anything worth doing well. And you do it to the best of your ability, your best of your budget, the best of whatever you have available, you're going to nail it and you're going to enjoy it. And then when you start to see a flaw, you'll be like, how do I make that better? And you'll put the hard work in to make it better whatever way you can. And money is an easy solution. Everybody knows that. Money is a super easy solution. Oh, that's broke. Throw money at it. It'll be fixed. One way or the other, you get a new one. You pay enough to do this. I mean, you can take anything. Watch the car shows. Watch any of that. It's like they'll take a car from the, I was just watching the other day. They'll take a car out of the woods and they can, you put enough money into it and you make it look like a brand new car. This is a 1967 Chevy Chevelle. And we found it in the woods and it had, you know, brush in it and it's broken in half. No motor, no nothing. It's just the frame and the shell. And next thing you know, it's like in a show and it's worth $150,000. Why? Because they threw a ton of money at it. They did a bunch of work. They put a bunch, but you could do anything. But in home theater, we don't always have that. We have the passion to get the theater, but we don't have the money to throw at it. So what do? Ideas, creativity. We're building stuff that isn't supposed to be there. You're not supposed to have a theater in your home. You're not supposed to have a theater in your apartment, Shane Lee, who now has a home. But yet he's not supposed to have a theater because the neighbors are knocking on his door telling him to turn the bass down. We were not supposed to have these things, right? You're not supposed to have a 123-inch screen in your living room. But, you know, John gets it done. He must be really good to Lydia in other parts of their life to allow that in the living room. It's all about compromise. So I've met Lydia. I love Lydia. She's a strong woman. John must be doing something right somewhere because he's got a monstrosity of a screen in his living room. So yeah, it's all compromise. It's all hard work. It's all that. It's in everything you do. I guarantee you, everybody in home theater, everybody that's been on the show and talked, like Andrew said, it's like, it's not just home theater. That's why I love having people on for Takeover Tuesdays, because you come on and we talk about other stuff and they're just as passionate about other things and they're hardworking in other areas of their life, you know? So it's not like you're just lazy all day long and then you get up and work really hard on your home theater. It's the type of person you are. You don't take crap. You're not gonna, you know, bow to anybody. What you're going to do, you'd be like, yeah, I got a theater. I want a theater. What's that? Hold my beer. I'll show you. And you build yourself one, whether it's a, you know, you're starting out and it's a speaker in your living room or a sound bar in your living room, but you're dreaming for more. That's what it's all about. And that's what's so much fun about this show. That's bringing people on and meeting everybody. It's like, I knew it was like this. I'd met people. But now seeing even more people, and like Andrew saying, and we're doing this takeover, we're doing the 24, 25 hour show. And yeah, it's people around the world. And I don't know why it was that way last year. I've known we have people around the world, but after this year in particular, it is kind of really struck me even more that it's like, wow, you know, we're worldwide. It's crazy. It's crazy to think. And it's so much fun. So thanks, Andrew. Thank you for that message. And everybody, thank you for those messages that are very similar to Andrew's. I appreciate them. Keeps you going. If you feel like sending one, send it along. Cause this, sometimes these messages come in at a time when you're just like, oh God, I gotta go sit down and do, oh, hey, oh, all right. I gotta, all right. It's a pick me up. So I really appreciate them. But yeah, everybody out there, it's not us. It's not you, it's all of us. It's the community. And that's what's so great about it. It's like, we're nothing without you guys. And, you know, and we're all, like Andrew said, everybody, we're all hardworking. We all love home theater. We all have passion and we all get it done. So let's get it done. Let's get to it. Let's put it that way. So yeah, Yeah, because I don't want to go down the get her done road. Let's get to it. That's what we say here. But, all right. Thank you, everybody. That's it for this week. Sorry, it's a little bit short. But get your quests in, whether it's you coming on the show or you'd like to hear somebody on the show that's been on the show in the past, hear from somebody, or you have a new guest you'd like me to try and book. And we'll start doing that next year. But yeah. Thank you very much. And we will be back later this afternoon, 5 p.m. Eastern time on Tuesdays for the live show on YouTube, the audio only podcast on Fridays, which is the replay of the live show. And if you're listening to the audio only podcast, if there's another request, just thought of that, just because I just said audio only, I just realized I've only put out snippets of the 25-hour show. I know our audio-only listenership is far greater than our YouTube listenership. So if people want me to put out the audio from the entire 25-hour show, I can put that out in a podcast. I don't know if I can put it all out at once, but I could drop that out in an audio form. And if people are interested in listening to that, if they haven't gone to YouTube, just let me know. I can process it. It takes a little bit longer because it's a bigger file, because they're huge, you know, 8-hour segments I have. So yeah, let me know if you're interested in hearing that in the audio only. That way you don't have to go to YouTube, because a lot of people don't. So, all right. That was the last request. Anything else? You can hit me up. DJ@brightsidehometheater.com. Any, you know, messages, really appreciate them. And yeah, take over Tuesdays, can send those along there too. Thank you to my patrons, all my patrons. I will be doing a patron show after after this week's live show on Tuesday at 7 p.m. or shortly thereafter. I will be joining the patrons only in a little chat. So I will talk to everybody later. See everybody at, where am I going to see? I don't see you. You see me. So, yeah. See, I don't even know how to wrap up. I just want to keep talking, but I actually have to skate tonight. So, all right. Got to get this produced and out in time. So that will do it. And, I will talk to everybody later. Have a great time. Have a great week. Until the next time, you know what you got to do.
Go push play. What he said.
Hey Fred.
This has been a Hey Fred production with theme music by Jeff Bernhardt and Throne Vault Productions.